Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
All right, kick it off. What are we doing?
Doing this from across the seas for the first time.
Yeah, Gordy made a sea between Georgia and Boston just so he could use a boat to get to Boston.
Well, I assume that our audio travels to Japan first and then around to Boston.
Oh, that's probably true.
It goes the long way because the wind is blowing that way.
Mm-hmm.
The internet wind.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I took a land boat, as we call it, a car, piled high with garbage, and I drove to Boston. So this is our new, hi everybody, this is our new recording setup, where we're in separate places.
Hope it sounds looking, okay.
Yeah,
me just too. Looking at, it's fine, this is a good mic.
Yeah.
We're gonna, look, all it means is that this podcast engine needs a little more diesel poured on it. In post.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is my first time soloing a Yeti, so it's a whole...
Just a little extra juice.
Whole new experience for me. I got a pretty
though. How much XP do you get from soloing a Yeti?
30?
I think... it doesn't seem like a lot, but like what is the challenge rating on a Yeti?
I mean, the Yeti itself I just had to plug in. I'm also soloing Audacity for the first time, so I'm just hoping I don't fuck this all the way up.
Is Yeti in the monster manual?
Like in the Dungeons and the Dragons monster manual?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because I have one here. It's just under a bunch of stuff. So I could probably find out the challenge rating.
I'm going to Google it real quick.
That's probably easier than me digging through stuff.
A swift goog. It is a challenge rating of 4. Hard quattro. So if you solo a Yeti, you will get by D&D, I don't know which edition this is, but you will get 1200 XP.
Sweet.
It's enough. It's enough to climb out of that first level.
Sure.
It's very weird doing this without seeing your faces.
Yeah, it could be doing I could be doing literally anything.
That's true. I feel like you were going to say something very risque, and then you thought that.
No, it could be doing anything. I can't see it, so I also don't know what it's doing.
Oh, the Yeti?
No, my face. Oh. It is the only thing my eyes cannot look at is themselves.
That's true. It's the one part of you not actually under your control, because it is not under your supervision.
Gordy, I did take the TV that was in your room back into my room.
Yes.
And I have the switch set up to it, and I am looking at it right now, and I think I should turn it off, because it is enticing me to just play Switch while we do this.
What Switch? Which Switch would you switch?
I mean, I got a lot of good stuff right now. I'm staring at Valhalla. I got Tales of Vesperia. I could play some Splatoon while we talk about folklore. I could play Smash Brothers.
That is true. I've been before I got my desktop up and running, I was doing a lot of Dead Cells on the old Switch. As you pointed out to me today, you can as of now play The Witcher on the Switch.
Yeah, the Switcher.
Or the Switcher, as we should say. And I think everybody should look into it if you haven't already. lot of good video games they talked about at the old E3, huh?
Yeah, it's the year of the grandma.
The year of the grandma, yeah, because of the one that everybody went nuts about.
Well, there's two.
There are two good grandmas. Even I, a not gamer, sure. Am excited about them.
but the primo grandma. Are they both primo grandmas?
Primo grandmas, Gordy.
Is there a prime grandma and like a secondary grandma, or are they both like on the level?
I'm going to give you a visual aid, which is good for podcasts.
Okay. I've been in and out of watching E3 because other things were happening.
And probably take your attention.
They do. I mean, I did... Look, I rolled into work at 10 o'clock today because I... kind of the whole infrastructure system had a whoopsie.
Oops.
Today, because one of the trains decided to go like just a tiny bit off the track, like not a lot. Nobody got hurt.
I feel like that's pretty common for the area. Just as a heads up. Yeah, like
just like one like little teeny corner of the train was just like, no, I'm going for freedom.
That's a train. And then that everybody's wants to be like, a bus.
Yeah, and then everybody was like, all right, like we'll get on the buses instead, which is what I was trying to do, because I am a bus person now.
You always were a bus person at heart, Gordy. You are the
I would say,
saint of the good bus very fast.
I would say I have cracked about a good 83% of this bus system.
So soon.
So soon. The grace period is ending. We did have a couple of Boston oopsies, as we call them up here. going from one form of transportation to the next, and maybe it doesn't go exactly the way you thought it did. And, but it's been pretty good. You just look around. You're like, where is a bus? Where do I think I can find a bus?
Use your bus.
You go to that place
that
and you wait.
Have you seen the Fung Wah bus?
The Fung Wah bus?
Yes.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's our highest competition. In
Explain.
Terms of bus speed.
You mean the good bus very fast?
Yeah.
How do you spell this?
I think pretty phonetically.
Fung Wah bus. Pulled it right up.
Yep. Is it still operational? Because it is the closest thing I have seen to a real-life crime, I think.
The first Chinatown bus lines. Oh, boy. The Fung Wah bus is the... one of the first Chinatown bus lines in the U.S. running between Boston and New York City. No, it is no longer running. It stopped in 2015. It was shut down for safety violations.
Sure was. I feel like it's a corporation that we should be emulating a lot closer than we already are.
All right, we're going to do a little competitive research segment for the good bus very fast service. The controversy... Just looking at this Wikipedia page, there's a little bit at the top called Fare Wars, then a big old section called Safety Related Incidents, and then another paragraph called Discrimination Lawsuit at the end.
A good old sandwich there. That is a stuffed sandwich of bad.
It was declared to be an imminent hazard to public safety. Imposed operating restrictions and had to cease all operations. It had
see, currently we can only dream of being declared an imminent threat to public safety.
I would like to propose that that's maybe the Good Bus Very Fast's new subtitle. I do like our current slogan, you can die on any bus, but I like that as like another secret one. Like when we're ready to rebrand in about 5 years or so, get a fresh face.
To escape the authorities?
Well, more to get a fresh face for the youths.
Just update that look.
I feel like the word imminent does a lot of the heavy lifting in that phrase.
It's a strong word. It is a word that I do want associated with our bus.
It really communicates the situation better than any of the other words. Also, here's that grandma.
Incoming. Hot incoming grandma. That's a pretty good grandma. Which one is this from?
This is from Bleeding Edge.
I missed that presentation.
Oh, I thought the Bleeding Edge grandma was the one that everyone was excited about, but I guess it makes more sense that the Watch Dogs grandma would be the primo grandma.
I think the Watch Dogs one generated a lot of buzz.
That's a good grandma. I cannot wait to watch Tyler play Watch Dogs 3 as exclusively grandmothers.
Exclusively a crime grandma syndicate.
Now I might play Watch Dogs 3 because they did say the trigger word, which is, well, they at least strongly implied the trigger word, which is cyberpunk.
That's Gordy's sleeper activator.
It's a good way to kind of get me on board and interested.
It was a weird E3 this year. It's still ongoing, but like the presentations are over. But there were a number of games that were more cyberpunk than the game called Cyberpunk. Which was weird.
Yeah, there's, I mean, I think people are just, they're just in that mood. They just have that, that thirst.
We want the pretty future. We're in the shitty post-apocalyptic future path right now, and we want the one with all the lights.
We want the post-apocalyptic future that has neon.
I mean, I would argue that, like, let's be clear, a cyberpunk future is not necessarily a good future.
It's good for some.
It is good for some.
I would say
absolutely.
It's great for some.
It's great for some, huh? But yeah, it is not necessarily a worker's paradise where everybody is equal. But you know,
but it's good to know that Keanu will still be there.
Yeah, it's nice to know that Keanu, like, he's out there and he's watching over us.
He's gonna continue to outlive us all.
the boy don't age. The boy looks the same as he did when he was in the computer movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the next part of his immortality vampire plan, where like he makes himself a cyber Keanu, and he's actually going to be Keanu Reeves in that, and we won't see him in the real world again once it's released.
But he was already in the computer.
That was a simulation. He's working on downloading his conscience, consciousness to the computer, so that his tired, centuries-old body can rest, but he can live on.
The moral of the Matrix was that Keanu wanted to be Agent Smith.
Can we talk about kind of the revitalization of Keanu?
How so?
Because I feel like there was a stretch, like, after the first Matrix and maybe during, like, the subsequent Matrix movies, where people were, like, pretty down on Keanu, and everybody kind of agreed, like, yeah, like, he can't act, and like, we all know this, some of his movies are kind of fun, but, like, he's a terrible actor, let's just go ahead and admit this to each other and our families. And then, like, and then he kind of, I guess it was John Wick,
mm-hmm,
that did it. And then he was like real big. And then everybody also was like, also he's like, he's just a nice, like, he's a nice dude. And he seems just like a pretty down to earth, like, guy who isn't terrible to other people, like, which is great.
And now the boy's in a Toy Story.
He's in a Toy Story. He's in the cyberpunk game. He's shooting a lot of people.
he's still upset about that dog.
Still very mad about the dog, and I do get it. Like, that was his dog. They came into his apartment or whatever, or house or something.
What we need to understand as a society is that Keanu Reeves is, what if the ocean was a person?
What?
He ebbs and he flows.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, that's a way to think about
Keanu
it.
Keanu Reeves the tide.
The Keanu tide comes in, and then it leaves us for a bit, but it'll be back. Like, he did a couple of Bill and Ted's, and then he went away, and then he did a couple Matrixes, and then he went away. And now he's doing Cyberpunk, and he'll go away again, but then when the Earth stops spinning, he'll still be there.
When the Earth stops spinning and everybody else is dead,
Keanu's gonna be making movies.
Keanu will be making movies for no one. Happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.